learned seven offensive systems or seven different coordinators in 7 years?
I certainly can. I think that when I was coming up as a youngster, I think a lot of quarterbacks go through that, going from high school to a college, and then if your college coach changes, which mine did, then you get a whole new offense, a whole new idea. So I think the ideal thing for a player is to really hang in there, just dive in, not worry about what has happened in the past, but be concerned about what's going on now. And I think that's what Jason has done so well.
Was it kind of important in those circumstances that when you were originally brought in as the offensive coordinator, but when you got the head coach to let Jason know, hey, it's still the same, I'm going to be the guy calling the plays and we're going to work this together, nothing's going to change from that standpoint?
That was part of what I was that was part of my interview with Dan Snyder, that I wasn't going to try to give that up just because I was being interviewed for the head coaching job, that I really wanted to. You know, I felt very strongly about what Mike did in Seattle, even Andy is doing in Philadelphia, and it can be done. And the critical issue was the support. You know, the coaches that surround me and do a lot of work, and then the defensive staff who, you know, support the defense, and the defensive coordinator do a lot of work, and all of us working together. I think that's what makes it work. But yeah, I definitely wanted to stay with that tack, if you will, and I think it's working so far.
Jim, typically it's coordinators who get head coaching jobs in this league. You came right from being a quarterback's coach. How did that prepare you to be a head coach?
Well, it wasn't just the quarterback coach position itself. It was really it had to do with getting into coaching back in 1989, working at the college level, learning all that I could, and I was a coordinator at the college level for 3 years and called plays every game for 3 years, and then I went to another place and didn't get to call the plays, but I've been waiting to call them again for years and years and years. But I think the bottom line is every place I've gone, I've never been in a hurry. I've always tried to commit to doing all that I could do to help that program be as good as it could be where I've been. And then being around some excellent coaches like Bobby Ross, he taught me an awful lot. And Mike Holmgren, especially, for the last 7 years, kind of formed some really strong just some really strong principles about coaching that I try to coach with today. And I think all of those things, I've been in the league now or in football for 26 years. I should be able to, and I've been wanting to be a head coach, been wanting to be a coordinator. I think all those things sort of wrap around me getting this job.
Jim, can you talk a little bit about being a first-year head coach and walking into the rivalry-rich NFC East?
it's truly been amazing. It really has. Every team in this league is a dominant team. We are, we're not really looked at as a dominant team. Yet this team is rich in tradition, and we're hanging in there and working hard and trying to stay up with these teams. I mean, I watched that the Philadelphia Dallas game, and what a battle that was. And then last week against Chicago, what a battle. So there's just good teams, and it was amazing to be a part of it. And I see it day in and day out that this division is a very, very strong and committed to winning division.
Jim, how difficult of a challenge is it going to be for Jason Campbell to go up against a Jim Johnson defense?
I think anybody that goes up against his style of defense and just the athletes they have on that football team, and they all are so they're a cohesive unit. They all work hard. The best players are out there. And then, what's amazing, too, is when the you know, you say the best players are out there, and then when they substitute, the best players are still out there, and they don't lose anything. You know, they're just so tough. I think it's going to be difficult for Jason, and it's difficult for every QB and every offense that faces that group.
Jim, guys talk about, you know, being prepared for being a head coach, but can you ever prepare you for the intangible of the emotions of taking over a team like the Redskins? And I mean, for example, from going from week one to where people in D.C. were really coming down on you to now where, you know, everything's good, but you know one bad thing and it goes the other way.
Yeah, I think that's the you know, I've been around that a lot, just being around football for that much, and because there's a high, you know, there's a high demand. I understand that part. I think that the idea is when a staff or a coach is getting criticized, just gotta, you know, what I try to do is make sure that I have paid attention to what I'm doing and not focus in on the criticisms, because really we know what's going on out here. We know where we're limited, and we know where we're strong, and we know, you know, who's all in and who's kind of on the fringe and all that kind of stuff. So we kind of know the pulse of our team. Those are the things I'm far more concerned about. What I like about the Washington Redskins and even the criticisms for losing the diagnostic that we get for, you know, each game is just that people care. People love the Redskins, and that's not a bad thing. I think these maybe emotional statements, or maybe people who are saying things that haven't been around or a little bit out of line, but even at that, that's the freedom of speech, and it's the freedom of opinion, and I just try to stay focused, and I care, but I just try to stay focused on what we're doing.
Jim, you're so calm and collected right now. When we were speaking with Jason Campbell, he said he calls you the wild man. Can you talk a little bit about why he'd call you that?
That's an interesting comment. Well, I'm very competitive. I love to win. And I want, I demand a lot. I'm very hands-on. And, you know, I'm running around. I've got, I've got a comment here or there. And I try to pay attention to the details. And so I don't miss much with Jason, and partly because I played and partly because I care and I've done it for so long and I know what I'm looking for. And I'm just trying to get him to play freed up and play with the same kind of intensity. And I think I got to show it a little bit of what I'm looking for, then